easy fixes and cleanups create profits. So this section, I'm going to just quickly talk about, repairing items, finding out what, basically inspecting everything for things like stains, marks, dents, scratches, rips, burns, and smells. Okay. So as you start to expand your niche and get into different, categories of things like furniture or maybe like a bookshelf or, stuff like that, I want you to start getting into the habit of inspecting everything, and looking for flaws or defects. Okay. So look for, like if it's a piece of furniture or a bookshelf, look for, make sure it's well balanced and stable. Like I said, look for things like the things I mentioned, stains, marks, scratches, rips, if a part is broken, if it's, test moving parts, if it's something that moves, test moving parts. Books, when it comes to books, open all books, check for rips and marks. When it comes to things like clothing, check for, loose stitching, repairs, rips, broken fasteners, stuff like that. So as you get more experience with just, really developing that inspection eye, so to speak, you'll quickly spot the things that you can improve and those you can't. You'll be able to tell the difference between, you'll see something and be able to, say, hey, is this something I can fix or clean and repair, or is it not? Or can I even, buy it without repairing or fixing it, just sell it as it is and make a profit, and et cetera. So for example, I've come across a lot of bookshelves at like thrift stores where the bookshelf looks phenomenal. I mean, it'll sell for a profit for sure. But after getting up close with it, you kind of notice that it's, like it's loose or it's not stable or it's like it has like some kind of balance issue or flaw. So in that case, when it's really like if it's super flimsy, I would, chances that I would pass on it become higher, so check for, things like that. Also look out for things like smells. I mean, people can react dramatically to smells they consider bad, especially like if it's an item that a smoker might have owned. Non-smokers can pick up that smell from 10 feet away and they'll turn around. For example, one time I test drove a Dodge Charger and it was a super awesome Charger. I mean, it was this white, powerful looking beast mode Charger and it had like a V8 engine. Everything was great except one thing. There's one big problem. As soon as I got inside of it, the previous owner was a smoker. So that smell was stuck inside of the car. You just couldn't be able to get it out. And the person, the seller was saying like, yeah, we are going to use some kind of machine that takes that cigarette smell out of it. So it will be better in about a week. But I mean, that smell was so bad that I was immediately turned off and I kind of lost that emotional attachment to the car. I, lost interest because of the cigarette smell. So, look out for that. And, if you can't wash it thoroughly or get rid of it and the smell is just so bad, then it'll most likely make it unsellable. I mean, I would just recommend to pass on it. And obviously, like I always say, every item is different, but smells are a big factor in whether or not you can flip something successfully for a profit.